give him all the praise this morning. Hallelujah. I was going to do something on do what the Lord tells you to do today, but that's another time. Anyways, it says if you're willing and you're obedient. Sometimes, you know, we miss the blessings because we don't listen to our spirit. We allow doubt and fear to come in, and before we know it, we talked ourselves out of doing what the Lord wants us to do. But I want to say this morning, we need to be faithful, and we need to follow Jesus and his word. Hallelujah. You might say in Romans 8:31, if God is for you, who can be against us? The question is not simply who can be against us. You could answer that one with who is against you. There's disease, there's inflation, there's corruption, there's exhaustion. Hallelujah. Rather, the question is, if God is for us, who can be against us? And we need to, just for one moment, think about this word. Think about the four words in this verse. He is for us. He is for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is for you. Hallelujah. Others may have forgotten you, neglected you, or been ashamed of you, but within reach of your prayers to the maker of the oceans, he's the one that has not forgotten about us. Aren't you glad for that this morning? God is for you. Not maybe, not has been, or was. He's for you today. His loyalty won't increase if you are better, nor lessen if you are worse. Thank you, Jesus. He is for you. God is for you this morning. God is cheering you on. He's applauding your steps. He's shouting your name. If you're too tired to continue, he'll carry you through. If you're discouraged to fight, he'll pick you up. God is for you. God is for you. If he drove a car, your name would be on the bumper sticker. Hallelujah. He says, I have written your name on my hand. You can find that in Isaiah. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us everything? Hallelujah. Now, I want to say, this is what Jesus has done for us. This is the heart of Jesus. His humiliation was complete. One of his closest friends had betrayed him. His other friends had abandoned him. He had been beaten, bullied. They mocked him. They mauled him. The cruelty was unspeakable. Thank you, Jesus. The pain was so great. He could hardly stand. Whips had cracked over his head and back, and the blood loss made him dizzy. The thorns in his scalp were hard to ignore whenever the cross on his back had triumphed over him. They stripped him, then they nailed him, had his pierced hands, and the cross had been raised. Every breath was agony. Every muscle and nerve protested. And with his last breath, he flung words out over the crowds. Not a backlash or curses, not regrets, not a promise of revenge that I'm going to get you back. Jesus gasped out words of forgiveness. Though they had done their worst, Jesus still loved them, and he loved them enough to say, Father, forgive them. This is the heart of our Jesus. So God is not against you. He is for you. Hallelujah. In this world, it can seem at times as if everyone is against you. Some days it can seem as if no one even cares about you. Now listen, Satan, he'll remind you of your past failures, and he'll bring accusations against you to shame you. You may wonder how long God's love will endure for you. Remember, God will never, never abandoned you or forsake you. Thank you, Jesus. In Ephesians 3:19, I've been reading this all week long, and you might want to read it too. But I'm going to read this out of the New Living. It says, may you experience the love of Christ. Though it is too great to understand fully, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God this morning. Hallelujah. If you don't think and remember anything else, remember, He is for you, and He'll be with you. We have got to be willing and obedient for these things to work, for God to work in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to you this morning. And Almighty God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. We lift up your name this morning, knowing, God, that you're here with us. God, we thank you very much. Very much for your presence. God, when we know that we can't do things without you, we can't stand, we can't speak, we have no strength without you. But oh God, you give us the very breath to breathe this morning, Lord. And I'm praying this morning, God, not one person leave this building today without sensing your presence, Lord God. Oh God, those that don't know you, I pray this morning, God, that they'll come to the living God and they'll be saved, Lord Jesus. Touch your people, Lord. For those, God, that don't understand, I pray, God, you give them understanding. I pray, God, you help them, Lord. Oh God, bind us together this morning, oh God. Oh, we love you today, Lord Jesus. And we know, Father God, your banner over us is love. And I thank you, Jesus. I give you all blessing praise and all the glory in Jesus' name this morning. Sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Ghost, have your way today.
Oh, thank you.